Place to Be Nation Wrestling Podcast. We're back for month like 42 of YouTube Roulette. My name is Scott Shiflett. Joined with me as always is my crew, Band of Brothers.
Wow.
As you can hear, Jacob Williams. Jacob, how are you doing tonight, buddy?
Very well. Was this produced by Steven Spielberg?
Yes. With
the Band of Brothers.
Yeah.
We are equally as brave as the Band of Brothers.
Especially with these matches we have on tap tonight. Mm-hmm. Laughing in the background, Matt Souza. Souza, how you doing, buddy?
Which one of us is David Schwimmer?
You.
Me? That means none of us are particularly tall, so I'm going to say none of us.
Matthew Souza.
I don't want to be a drill sergeant. That's not me.
I mean, speaking of drill sergeants, the last person to join us tonight,
was that a sex joke?
No, because he's the one that always keeps us on track with linking up Lucha. Yeah, he's our ringleader for that. The professor, Logan Quasland.
How are you, Schiff? And I actually think this was produced by Bill Spielberg, and I think it's
Bill Spielberg.
I said Bill Spielberg.
See your Spielberg.
All right, now that time it wasn't just me. He did say Spielberg, right?
I said Spielberg.
This isn't a Quasland incident like last episode.
No, it is not.
Thank you.
I said Spielberg.
And by the time
I just have an accent, so I said it weird.
And by the time this comes out, me and the Professor Logan will have met Matt Souza. So look forward to that. Mm-hmm. Little backstage behind the scenes.
Actually, I don't think that's true.
Tomato, tomato. Anyway,
going great.
YouTube Roulette, for your first time listening, welcome. What an episode to join on. But we sit here and watch matches we pick. Some of us a week before, some of us 10 days before, some people, like myself, 3 hours before. And we're going to watch those matches tonight, but they're chosen at random on what order we're going to watch them. Souza, spin the wheel.
Here we go, the roulette wheel of randomness, which I now see has a typo on it, as autocorrect has changed Logan's name to Logjam, so that's a...
Logjam Quasland.
Good old Logjam Quasland. Here we go. I hope it lands on you first.
That's Harpeth Kanui's tag team partner.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Maestro, if you would please, I'm about to spin the wheel.
That's my gimmick.
And first up is Jacob Williams.
All right, yay. So you usually pick the good matches here, so you want to show with the class
about,
what you
about this time?
Yeah, you might want to don't count your chickens.
Yeah.
This time around, I've picked. This will be a quick one because the man we are featuring this match is not known for being in an Iron Man match, and that is one Virgil, or in this case, Vincent, because we will be watching in honor, R.I.P. to Vincent/Virgil. He recently passed away, unfortunately. But so in tribute to him, we are going to watch a match I'm sure no one, I think literally no human being, not even the person that posted this on YouTube, has watched. So this is going to be Vincent versus Barry Horowitz from 1999. I'm assuming this is not international dating. So I'm going to say April 3rd, 1999, WCW Saturday Night. You know, the prime of WCW Saturday Night. 1999, the prime of WCW.
Yes. So, is everyone ready?
Mm-hmm.
Wait, hold on. My shit just fucked up. Hold on.
So anyway, while Jake's getting that ready, one, I did not know that WCW Saturday Night was still around in 1999. Mm-hmm. Two, did y'all hear that Virgil had kayfabed everyone that he was actually 10 years older than he was when he died?
I read that.
What a fucking carny. Like, RIP to a legend on that one. The man was like, everyone thought he was like 31 when he beat Million Dollar Man. No, he was really 41. Right. So, like, yeah, like, that's awesome.
All right, I have adjusted. Good vamping now. Very good. Okay. Pro hosting right. There. Sure.
Hey, that's what I do. It's going off the rails shortly. All right, 3... 2-1. Now I want to see what the WCW said. I want to see the WCW Saturday Night set looks like, because my it's still the same set
that they had
in 1994. All right, let's go.
Yeah, so Saturday Night lasts like one more year after this. It's done in April of 2, like right before the Russo reboot. It lasts until then. Yeah.
Okay.
Susan, if we didn't hate each other more.
I thought it lasts until the end.
Hate ourselves more than we already do. I would say we should watch all the Saturday Nights for a bite.
At this point, are they taping these in the arenas or?
It's like a small arena. Whatever,
yeah, they're doing like the smaller buildings. It's almost like a C show type of thing.
So do they tape it like before Nitro? Were they doing that? Or
these were separate shows.
Good lord.
Uh-huh. I'm assuming the ticket prices were heavily discounted, but they were running like smaller buildings.
Yeah, I mean, it looks small because it doesn't look like the Atlanta place where they ran back in 94 and 93.
Did they not still do it at Disney?
No, that stopped in 96, I thought.
Yeah, worldwide, I think they did in Disney for a bit. After.
I didn't have the jacket with the handprint on it. This is automatically a dud.
Well, Virgil's showing some moxie, jumps him before he comes out. Like,
who's Virgil? This is Vincent.
Oh, Vincent, sorry. Yeah,
Vincent has the sock toboggan that I was talking about the other day.
Sock toboggan, you say? Mm-hmm.
It is kind of breaking my brain that the Saturday Night set looks like this in 1999.
Right? They do change it at some point, like in late 99, I think.
They change it right before they cut it. Like,
I mean,
Vincent's dressed like he's here for a fucking street fight with the knee pads over the jeans.
Fist drop from him.
Yeah, wow. A rope. A spot from the meat sauce man.
I need you to wear that toboggan, that sock toboggan, next time I see you.
I'll get right on
where
that.
Where do you want him to wear it?
Hey, no.
That's all I want him to wear, just the sock toboggan.
You find me an NWO one, I'll do whatever you want with it.
Oh my goodness, this is a match from 1999. Yep. Barry Horowitz. Like,
God bless Barry Horowitz for still getting paid in 99 by WCW. He's probably making seven figures doing it.
Oh, probably, yeah.
Barry Horowitz, or whatever Sonny used to call him.
I want him. Barry Horowitz would have like a instead of dark side of the ring, they just make a series that's like side of the ring, not dark. He just has like a very uneventful workman-like career.
Yeah. He beat Skip, right?
He has a banger at 95 SummerSlam. Yeah.
Look at these pinning combos.
Yeah.
Saturday Night ended on August 19th, 2000.
What? That is always his most ridiculous move.
I think it. Like, I think
scrape
it,
your knee on.
Shoelace scrape you.
Yeah.
I want to say Saturday Night, I think at some point turned into like a recap show, sort of like what they did with Superstars. But I think the original stuff ended in like early 2000.
That's insane to me.
So, in April 1st of 2000, it aired its final episode in the traditional format, and then 1 week later, it became a recap show, no longer featuring an exclusive match.
Jeez.
And then in July, it was retitled Saturday Morning, so.
Knowing WCW, it was probably still airing at like 6 o'clock.
I was just going to say, they were still airing it at night, they just changed the title to
Saturday Morning at 12 midnight on Friday. It's technically morning.
It's morning somewhere.
Let me read you guys the results here. We have Booker T defeated Eric Watts. Scotty Riggs defeated Al Green. Chaos defeated Bobby Duncan Jr. Chris Adams and Mike Enos defeated Disorderly Conduct. Vincent, I don't want to spoil the match, but Prince Iaukea defeated. See, oh my God! So a pop-up.
Wait, Prince Iaukea wasn't around by then. Like I thought he came back in 2000 as the artist formerly known. And Virgil wins with like some shitty armbar. That he didn't work the whole match.
Someone in the comments is like, I like that they say he's won many matches with it. They're like, he's used it three times total.
And then Stevie Ray comes out, probably calling him a fruit booty.
Listen here, you punch it punk ass sucker.
Remember when Stevie Ray and Vincent had a match on pay-per-view?
Yep, it was for the control of the NWO Black and White.
God.
Yep. It happens at Uncensored 99.
Mm-hmm.
I just watched
Prince Iaukea defeated the great Lenny Lane.
Ooh.
Chris Jericho defeated Kaz Tahashi. Perry Saturn Raven defeated Scott Armstrong and Silver King. Rick Steiner defeated Fit Finlay by DQ.
Jesus.
Jerry Flynn and Ming versus Hugh Morris and the Barbarian. And then in a double countout.
Man called Ming.
Sounds okay.
So would they have storylines or would they like just random matches thrown out there?
So in 2000, they kind of tried to do their own thing and have like separate, like the TV title stuff in 2000 when Duggan grabbed it out of the trash. That was like all exclusive to Saturday night. I only know this because I just watched them not that long ago.
Obviously, but Scotty Riggs and Al Green had a very in-depth, long-term booking.
But like they were kind of trying to do like their own story, sort of like 205 Live type of thing. Like they did storylines that were kind of like exclusive to Saturday night. But it didn't last long, obviously.
Yeah. Logan, why is Sousa telling me this? This sounds right up your alley.
He's more of the WCW expert than I am, so.
I mean, I'm a WCW expert, too, just like when Saturday Night stopped being worth something in 1996, that's when I tapped out of it, so.
Well, that's already over.
Yeah, that was already over.
Vincent wins with an arm bar.
An arm bar, just like Ken Shamrock used to do.
Right. Famous shoot fighter, Virgil.
So that, you know, that brings an end to that one.
That's a 5-star, I believe, for everyone.
That was a match that happened.
Yes, that is a match that happened. Perfect. Speaking of matches that happened,
Verge.
Yeah, get that meat sauce in heaven. Sousa, let's spin that wheel. Spin the wheel, make the deal.
Maestro, if you please.
If I meat sauce in heaven.
Oh my God, we're going to Logjam Quasland next.
Oh my God.
What match did you pick, Logjam?
So somebody shared in one of our... Logjam, Jesus Christ. Somebody shared a match in our one of our other chats. It was a Shawn Michaels match that happened in 2000 in the Texas Wrestling Association Alliance, whatever the A stands for. This
assholes.
Is the one that he kind of helped run and train some guys in. So he takes on Venom here, played by, I believe Sean told us, was Joey Abs, if I'm correct.
But according to this, it's Paul Diamond / Max Moon.
Yeah. That was
Jesus, somehow even worse.
we don't know who the identity of the opponent is, but it could be him. It could be Joey Abs.
I thought it was Tom Hardy was Venom.
You know.
I mean,
who knows?
Hopefully the guy comes out dressed like Venom from like the comic book. That I would make it 5 stars immediately.
Yeah.
So, all right. Are you guys ready for this?
I appreciate that.
2-1.
TWA Wrestling.
You ready for this?
What the fuck was this filmed with? Someone, a camera reel that someone pissed on?
Why does Venom look like a third Nasty Boy?
Yeah, so he kind of looks like Sags.
This is,
God.
Don't watch this one if you got...
This is giving me a seizure.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you have epilepsy, this is not the
I don't have epilepsy, but I might know.
He looks like a Great Value Sags.
Yeah.
Was he in PG-13, this fella?
Looks like he's PG-45.
Yeah, this is JC Ice. This is 1,000% not one of the Mean Street Posse.
Sousa, do you... I mean, not Sousa. Fuck, it just happened to me. Jake, do you remember...
What's happening?
Y'all look so similar.
Do you remember what happened at the Ric Flair death show where you heard those people talking about Dundee?
No, what was it? Please refresh my memory.
Oh, they were talking
about... It's a little hazy for some reason.
It's like they were like... You were behind them, and they were talking about PG-13. They're like, "Yeah, Jamie just can't get everything together."
Yeah, it's in line. That was like, okay. Yeah, in line. I remember that. Yeah, they're like, they knew him personally, and they were like, "Yeah, man, it's just hard times."
Hard time, baby, for PG-13.
For Jamie Dundee. That's all I think about. Like, because I'm one of my rewatches. Well, the only one I do. Like, I'm when they're in the Nation of Domination. Every time they come out, I just think of Jake's. Like, I heard some crazy shit, guy.
It was like a legitimate concern, those people, for PG-13.
Sean looks like it looks like HBK is wearing Depends under those jeans.
I mean, yeah.
The somas, they can affect your bladder control.
They make you puffy, yeah.
He really looks like Steven Richards in this fucking video.
He really does.
That's the general manager of Sunday Night Heat you're talking about.
It seems like he's wearing a weight belt, too.
Yeah.
So what is TWA? Know, instead of total non-stop action, what would the W be? Total
Wassling action.
Wassling?
Total wrestling action.
Yeah.
There you go. Oh, God. Breaking out the cookie sheets early.
This dude looks like a character from Road Rash 3D.
Oh. One of the suggestions is just incredible vacates the TWA
title. That's mine, too. Michaels. That's mine, too. And then right underneath of it is like 10 times wrestlers wrestled while drunk with a picture of Alicia Fox.
I'm sorry, who?
Yeah, what?
Alicia Fox.
There you go. That was still terrible, but better.
And then also got a giant Baba versus Yumasaki Yuida, which we may watch next time. I don't even know who those people are.
I'm more of a fan of Beefcake Baba. Boy. Instead of giant Baba.
Oh boy.
Oh no.
Beefcake Baba.
How big is this fucking ring?
It's ginormous.
Everything's bigger in Texas.
Oh, that's a great point.
He has
a science.
So Daniel Bryan tells a funny story in his book how like his how he went to the HBK training school. Oh, that's damn. Yeah, that was a hard shot from the crutches. Of how like they were trying to teach backdrops one day, and like they weren't getting it. So Sean got frustrated and was like, "Give me a backdrop." And I guess about the time like Sean's legs were in the air up over his head, his mom came in and like hit him with like the Michael Hickenbottom. Not even his like wrestling name. Like, you know when your parents get mad and it's like,
oh yeah.
Yeah, hitting with that, and like I guess he like stopped training for the day after that. It's like canceled training after she like ready to run. I mean, that's when he had like a fucked up back and everything. Right. So that's one of my favorite like foreign objects to use is like the boot.
Yeah, I always like that when Bunkhouse Buck used to take the boot off to
beat
the shit out of Dustin Rhodes.
Underrated feud.
This is a bunkhouse brawl, by the way. I don't think we said that yet. Obviously there's weapons involved, so it was
hard. Where's Carnage? Is he here? You have Venom.
Yeah, maybe that was his tag team partner. Maybe Pat Tanaka wore
that'd be great. Wore a bunch of red and black. That'd be amazing.
King Kong Bundy is Kingpin.
Oh, fucking hell, that pile driver.
Yeah, his head went right there on it.
God.
Also, I realized that the person's name for who uploaded this is Cactus Back Wrestling.
Yeah. Is anybody going to check on Eddie Brock in the ring, for God's sake?
Oh, Sean tried to throw a ladder and it bounced back.
No. Oh, Jesus.
God, I wish
what is that? That ladder looks like it's made out of Coke cans.
I got the same one in my garage.
Yeah, I have one similar to
it looks flimsy as shit.
It is the one I have.
It's also very short. It's like a 4-foot ladder. What is that?
How did I learn to fall off a 4-foot ladder?
He doesn't have a damn clue where he is. I used to love those fucking things.
Yeah.
Don't try this at home, kids. And I'm like, I already tried it, JR.
Trainers, EMTs, referees down.
I dislocated my butthole. I got 18 stitches in my eyeball.
I ruptured a disc which fragmented into my spinal column.
I took 2,000 somas, still alive.
I feel like Sean's carrying a double wide in this. I feel like his ass is like...
Oh, he's right, got a he's got a wagon right here.
He's got a hell of a caboose going on there.
Got those
They don't call him the Heartbreak Kid for nothing, man.
He's taller than this fucking ladder that he just put up.
Look, not everything clearly is bigger than Texas, as we can see here. The ladders. The rings are huge. The ladders, however.
He must have sent Daniel Bryan to get the ladder, and Daniel ladder looks big to me.
What is this ladder?
Wow.
This is like the We All See ladder.
Sean's afraid he's going to break his back again with a ladder that's any bigger.
That's the We All See's a low-key banger.
I haven't watched that match in a while.
It's very good, considering.
Yeah.
Considering the contestants of the match.
Right.
Oh, Sean fell out of the ring like he was drunk.
What was that shirt? 99.5 Kiss? Is that what its shirt said?
Yeah, I think it's the local radio station or something.
Yeah, because it's around the ring, too. I've been trying to figure it out what the shirt said.
Kiss FM.
I thought it said 98.5 at first, but yes, you were correct. It does say 99.5.
I thought it was like a Little Caesar shirt at first. It kind of looks like a pizzeria shirt.
Pizza.
Oh,
my kid says that all the time now.
Venom has done exactly nothing in this match.
Yeah, like Sean has killed him in this match.
Oh my god, that's... It's one of those plastic chairs you see at a funeral.
I guess he's being de-venomized, you guys, huh?
Aww. He's being de-symbioted.
You sounded like Shane Douglas.
Yeah.
Souza, so I'm enjoying Extreme Three-Way Dance. I talk about this every episode. I'm shocked that Shane has stuck around so long. I didn't remember him. And the weird babyface triple threat with Tommy. So that's...
Yeah, it's interesting. Like, he's definitely lost a step from... Like, you can see, like, if you're watching the matches, that he's kind of struggling to move around. Like, I think his body is finally catching up with him with where we're at. But
yeah,
he's still been pretty good, like, on the mic and stuff.
And that's found on the NoSo feed, drops every Thursday. It's one of my favorite podcasts to listen to. The other one that I listen to is the Ruthlessly Aggressive podcast, because...
Fucking Don West over here with the
Because Jacob Williams, he started the pod, and he was a bright-eyed, bushy-tailed podcaster, and I think this podcast has killed his love of wrestling, of just how bad 2003 WWF is. You know, their Vengeance one that I listened to with him and Logan, who's like the permanent co-host. Also a very good episode, so go ahead and check that out.
Jake, you hate wrestling, he said to the man who's on the wrestling podcast.
Right.
Well, he used to be like so excited for it, and now he's like, Triple H, another 20-minute promo. And I'm like, you got a lot more left of that.
I mean, where's the lie?
Just streamlining, okay? Streamline the pod.
Goldberg, I'm gonna finish in the chamber.
But I remember watching it at the time, and I guess
tore my groin, so I can't face you one on one.
I like that they have a Tron in this place, but it's
three
pixels.
In this nightclub in San
Antonio. They got multiple cameras, like, which is insane. Sean with his dump truck of an ass that you just saw even more when he was walking right there.
He's got like Rikishi ass.
He's got the Mick Foley
ass. Rikishi ass.
HBK Fatu.
I wonder if he has the dimples.
God.
I remember in Mick Foley's book, he talks about how his ass was like made for wrestling, and that's why he could take the bumps he did, because he has this gigantic balloon ass that can
those load bearing hips.
Foley and I will say, his daughter got that dump truck too.
You know.
Yeah, but she's married to a clown, so.
This Are looks like
married?
A,
I don't know.
This looks like a place that hosted a shotgun Saturday night in like 1997.
Definitely feels like a rodeo place too.
I wonder if this is where
they're boot scooting boogieing after. Look at that hardwood floor.
Ropes and rings, jaw and pain.
I wonder if the flying nuns face the headbangers here.
This was the only match on this card, apparently.
How does that
the work? Card, a one match card.
How does that work?
Probably did like a ministry thing afterwards, right?
Ministry thing.
Ministry of Darkness.
Were they going to?
No, that's a legit thing. He did like some minstrel work. Like, if you look it up, there's some church thing that Ted DiBiase did where you see Shawn Michaels and Sting doing run-ins together.
We got bloody brawls and we got your prayer.
He might not have been. Point? Like, I don't know what the timeline is on that. I'm not sure.
I don't think he's like fully saved yet, but yeah, he's heading in the saved direction.
Someone needs to save him from the beating he's taking right now.
Someone save me if you will.
So this was seriously a one match card? How does that work?
The cage match only has this as the only one.
Oh. I want to ask Sean about this. Like, imagine, like, getting an interview, Sean. You're like, you get one question. Sir, was your Venom match in the TWA? Were there any other matches that night?
Well, you know,
I got news for you. No, there wasn't.
He just tries to look at me, but because he's all cross-eyed, he's really looking at Jake. Right. So.
No, he's not quite as breathy as he used to be. He's more like this now.
Oh, God. They're like, up on this weird platform now.
This is where they host. This is where they host the ministry. Is on top of.
This is where the worship band plays.
Yes.
I'm expecting the gemstones to come out.
Yeah.
This is where Switchfoot performed.
Misbehaving.
If Baby Billy came out right now, it'd be like 2,000.
This would be 7 stars.
Oh my God! Hip toss. Oh. That was a little jackass.
Oh no.
His head like landed on like that could have killed him because that looks like there's a step right there.
Who needs
I think he like broke the platform too.
Who needs that pesky tailbone?
99.5 Kiss FM. We got the hits.
We play a lot of Switchfoot because they're religious.
But not Lost Prophets because he did something bad.
Yeah.
He's a child diddler, right?
Oh, yeah. Big time.
We talked about that on the most recent Highway to the Impact Zone, also here on the PlayStation Wrestling.
Hey.
Drops every other Thursday.
There you go.
Turning Point 2006 coming up next.
Yes. Some say Logan's the backbone. And yeah. I say, Logan? You mean Logjam?
Logjam Quasland?
That will be my name in the chat no more than 5 minutes after we get off this call.
Spoiler, it's already been done.
Okay, damn.
It cool. Might already be there, Logan. Yeah. Logjam, excuse me.
Logjam Quasland.
Damn it.
Logjam Quasland. God, we're idiots.
Yeah, we're on episode 42 of this or something. I don't
know. Are we really?
That's the number I threw out.
I definitely don't think it's 42, but we are in the 30s, I believe.
Jesus.
We've done this for 3 years? Wait, do we do this once a month or twice a month?
Oh, boy.
This is once a month shit.
See, Schiff has such a great time. He just loses all concept of time when he's doing this show.
Oh, my God. Sean's about to do some coke.
Oh, again? No, there's a ministry going on. You can't do cocaine at a ministry.
He's like, what if he's like, you see him tasting it? He's like, some good coke.
Yeah.
Who was that guy that did it in NWA?
Finest.
That was James Mitchell, right?
Yeah, that was Father James. Yeah.
I had the cocaine.
I did it live on pay-per-view, and then I got us banned from the CW.
God damn, that's a hell of a shot with a kendo stick.
I tried to do heroin, but Billy said no.
I got us shunted to the CW app instead of the television channel.
Isn't NXT going to the CW? I don't even know if I get that channel anymore.
See, yeah, they're going to the CW, but they're on the actual channel.
I think like, I still NWA, have CW.
NWA is like on the app and on the app only. Yeah.
I watched a lot of CW. I mean, they had Arrow, but they also had Supernatural, and I was like, yeah, a jam.
See, I'm in the weird part of the state where I get the Massachusetts and the Rhode Island local channels, so I think I get both.
I actually don't think I get the CW on Hulu.
How are you going to watch it, Logan?
That's a good question.
Oh, my God.
Venom just told him to suck it, and it's just cracking Sean in the head with this kendo stick.
My symbiote.
2 tears in a bucket.
Is he handcuffed to the rope? I missed that.
Yeah,
he is.
He threw the coke on him, and Sean started snorting it, and that's when he grabbed his arm.
Oh, the cops came in, handcuffed him for the blow.
That was a lot.
Why does Sean have trash bag ass?
He has a fucking dump truck, man.
Does he normally have a dump truck?
I don't think
like
he does.
A new dump.
This seems like more dump truck than I'm accustomed to seeing out of that man.
All right, so he became born again on April 24th, 2002. So he's still a shithead at this point.
We're not interested. When did he get the giant ass? That's what we want.
It's like literally like the day of. it's like flip.
That's what the Wikipedia says. That's all I'm trying to say.
It was like before that he was a piece of shit.
Oh God, the bass player from Biohazard has the microphone.
He accepted Jesus Christ into his life on April 24th, 2006.
Was it a pay-per-view?
Maybe.
I'll stop. I'm going to.
Nah, because he's still on the drugs and stuff. Because he shows up to like
the drugs.
Well, you know what I mean.
Well, yeah, because it was supposed to be him. Who the fuck just came in here?
That Crash Holly?
Oh, the table didn't break. Oh, my God. Both of them just died.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Is he
Is that Nathan Jones? Who is this man?
Nathan Jones.
Oh, my God. The break didn't break again. Jesus Christ.
That Buddy Lee Parker?
No. Who was that guy who was with Chris Jericho? Lance Cade.
Mr. Hughes?
Is that Lance Cade?
No, that's not Lance Cade.
Mr. Hughes.
Oh my God, the table will not fucking break. Oh my God.
That's because it's not. That's because it's an actual real table.
These tables are tough and
thick.
We don't break for nothing, these tables.
He just killed him. I don't know who this guy is.
I got nothing.
He's got to get up and hit this sweet chin music.
Hey, the table finally fucking breaks.
So the show this aired on is quite literally called Total Impact. So it really is an Impact show.
Yeah, really.
Mm-hmm. Uh-oh, he's tuning up the band.
I said, please tell me he hit sweet chin music.
With that giant ass, it'll kill him.
It's in the bonsai drum.
I've just asked people for some other further clarification. All right, here's one of my next matches. Vern Gagne versus Billy Robinson. Billy Robinson versus Jumbo Cerruto. So I think
I have that too. We're locked in. Sure.
Yeah, that is weird.
I don't have any of those weird.
I have both of those as well.
Wow. Maybe this podcast has synced our YouTube recs.
Wow.
But then my auto plays the movie The Right Stuff. It's going to start playing next.
Wow. Okay. All right. We have two matches left. They can either go one way of semi-great or one way of whore-awful. Sousa, spin the wheel and let's make the deal.
I'm going to spin the wheel for the final time. Will it be me or will it be Schiff? Let's find out. Spinning the wheel.
Are we watching Lucha?
Heavens to goodness, it's me. Can you believe it?
Awesome.
So, unfortunately, we're ending with Schiff's pick, but... did I say unfortunately? That was a Freudian slip. I do apologize.
Freudian slip.
Hey, now. My match is a very interesting match on paper as we go to IWS Wrestling. It is PCO versus Walter from Freedom to Fight 2018. I do believe this will be a hoss fight, I believe is the scientific term.
Volta.
That's going to be interesting because this is Chubby Walter, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Girthy. Oh,
he's not spelled.
Girthner.
And Jake, this is when you, this is right when you saw him, right? Around this time? Okay. That's awesome. So, all right, you guys ready?
Mm-hmm.
Three.
Ready,
two, one, play.
Oh, God, my play didn't play. There we go.
Gunta. The ring general Dunta.
That shirt actually doesn't look that bad. The ring general. They should bring that shit back.
Great value. Steve Carino's the.
Yeah. I do like the hefty bag ring mat is very.
We
nice.
Went from a big ass ring to
a tiny ass ring to a
king size bed ring. So.
King, I think you're giving it too much credit there.
God, Guther had some fucking baby fat right there, son. Gives me hope.
Oh, hell, son.
This ring announcer looks like Todd Grisham if he lived in his parents' basement.
Todd doesn't?
I mean, he might. It's insane to me that here in the year of our Lord 2024 that PCO is still wrestling.
It's crazy to me that he's still alive.
Also,
he's the one with one eye, right?
Yep.
He has a glass eye.
He's a Frankenstein man.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't he
Lay Frankenstein. Frenchenstein, they should call him.
He was Jean-Pierre Lafitte.
But he was also like the X Division thing in TNA, right?
Yeah, yeah, he was X.
Mr. X or whatever his name was. Yeah. That was only like 3 or 4 weeks, though. That wasn't
How they were paying by the show at that point. It's always fun to read those observers.
Yeah. Just who randomly shows up where.
Yeah. Kind of...
So these two guys had a match. I want to say it was either 2017 or 2018 WrestleMania weekend. And that's kind of what led to PCO's resurgence. Was that match that he had with Walter, that first match? I want to say it was at a one of Janela's Spring Breaks shows. And that's kind of what led to PCO becoming popular again.
Come on, Gunther. Just start chopping this old fuck. Chop him so much that his heart stops.
Wow. You are nothing to me. You are crazy zombie man.
It's weird him giving this like kind of... like doing hand gestures and stuff. Like,
yeah,
I do respect you though, because you are an absolute crazy man.
I am sorry, Mr. CEO.
I have a Kevin Steen PCO match in my suggestions.
I've actually watched that match before. It's pretty good, if I remember right.
It's 31 minutes.
Yeah,
worth it.
Yeah, there's also a random PCO Kevin Nash match from like 2010 that's out there. Crickets, nobody cares. Very good.
Sorry, I'm looking at my stuff to see what
yeah,
I have.
I was looking at something else. I'm sorry. That is.
I was scrolling down to see what other matches I had. I have a weird combination of like wrestling, the challenge, college basketball.
I have a Bruiser Brody and Stan Hansen versus Mil Máscaras and Caras.
Oh, God, Gunther's such a fucking hoss.
Yep.
I would love for him to win the world title.
I am greatly looking forward to seeing that man chop the shit out of Sami Zayn.
Kind of hope Sami wins, though.
I feel like he might, though, if they're going to have Gunther move up.
Yeah,
like,
I mean...
for the world title.
Especially if Cody wins or something. I don't know.
Whoa!
I can't wait for that. Sorry, like, yeah. Yeah, this looks like the tarp, like, this is like someone's trampoline.
It's very, like... it's very backyard ring.
Mm-hmm. Hefty, hefty, hefty.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's got a lot of wrinkles in this mat.
Yeah. Same amount of wrinkles as in PCO's face.
God damn it, I couldn't get my words out quick enough.
Jesus Christ.
I don't know what was happening there for a second.
Same
way. Yeah, I didn't either.
Filtered to my brain, but it didn't go to my mouth quick enough.
If I had a dollar for every time that happened.
Oh, they just slammed him. Gunther's legs landed on the fucking ropes. Oh, PCO about to fly? Stan's better get the hell out of the way.
How did you get so far ahead of me?
I don't know. Oh,
suck, you jackass!
Wow,
it's from Happy Gilmore.
You know what? 75.
Did you see PCO Walter throw the chair? Have we seen that? Okay, I think we're close. Now.
Man, I thought that was like a block of wood or something. That's what shit looked like.
The chair looked like a block of wood.
Yeah,
fucking Joey Janela or Marco Stunts behind Walter in the crowd there.
Yeah. This is like a closet they're having this show in.
This is a very small space.
Someone wearing a Falcons shirt. Fuck.
That guy actually looks like somebody I work with, but I know it's not him.
Is he a Falcons fan?
I don't think so. He's actually a wrestler. He does like independent shows.
Oh,
we should have him on.
His name is Will the Thrill.
Never mind, I'm out.
That's his last name? That's a hell of a last name.
That's his nickname.
and a weird middle name.
Does he know? Do you? Does he know that you like wrestling to the extent you do?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I mean, we've talked about it some. Yeah.
The is a very interesting middle name. Will the Thrill.
I forget what his like his gimmick last name is, because it's not his actual last name.
Thrillovich is his real name.
Oh, God.
Say it, Logan. Say it.
On the hardest part of the ring.
So that's his wrestling name? Will the Thrill?
He has a last name, but I can't think of what it is. The Thrill is his nickname in quotations.
Is he in Ohio?
Nah, they have local shows around here sometimes. And I think he wrestles on
it. This ring is also pushed right up against a stage if you look on the right side, so there really isn't a lot of room here.
There's a disco ball in the background if you look too.
They should
use Inferno it. Was there.
Gross.
Disco Fever.
Yeah. When's that Inferno gonna burn out? Also, why did I say out like a Canadian man?
Oot. It's a boot time. It's a boot.
When is about to come out?
The Disco Inferno.
It the Uncensored.
You know, I started to think about this the other day. I heard somebody talking about... Like SummerSlam or something like that. Why do all of the superstars, when they're talking about it, say "in the SummerSlam"? What does "in SummerSlam" mean?
In the ring.
I just know about Summerfest.
Yeah, but like, why is that in the SummerSlam? Why don't you just say at SummerSlam? They always say "in the SummerSlam."
It's kind of, I guess it's kind of like how you're in the Olympics, maybe.
Yeah, I guess. So. I just noticed, like, everybody says that, and it kind of pisses me off, because it makes no sense.
I can tell.
In the WCW Ooh. Is the one. Because that one's just a Bret Hart thing. A lot of people did that, and that all.
Yeah, no, yeah.
The one that bothers me is Clash of the Champions or Clash of Champions?
Oh. Yeah, they specifically say in the WCW. It's not just in WCW.
Oh, shit.
Oh, God. How old is PCO? Let's look
that up. PCO just do like a fucking...
Split leg and moonsault like I did as RVD and smacked
Rob Van Dam.
Playing the game!
PCO 420.
He's 56 years old. Holy shit. That's a hard 56.
Your face is a hard 56.
That's what she said.
I wish my pants were a hard 56.
Oh, Gunther got him up for a powerbomb. Sorry, Walter. It's all the same.
Walter.
My pants are a hard 56 after that split leg moonsault.
Hey. That's centimeters? Millimeters?
Oh, it's
inches?
Whatever smaller than a millimeter.
5.6.
I'm a 56 long.
Well, hell, son.
Oh, we're getting tables.
Hell, son. I have the showgirls issue right now. My dick's so far inside of me, it's coming out my asshole.
Wow. It's stack of dimes I call a penis.
My dick so far inside of me, where my penis is, looks like a belly button.
Is it an innie or an outie, son? I don't know.
Oh, trust me, it's an innie right now, son.
This is like the heaviest table ever. What the fuck? Set it up. Jesus.
What is the deal with these tables? They all look so fucking sturdy. They're supposed to be breakable.
I feel like these guys are going to break it no matter what. It could be out of fucking titanium, adamantium, and these big bastards are going to go through it.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, this is a lot of beef in the ring.
My favorite random Austin thing is on his podcast when he used to like talk about the modern day stuff. For Cesaro, he would always call him Cesaro.
Cesaro.
He loves yeah, Cesaro.
I like that guy. Yeah, he would like him. He's like, let me tell you something. I like it. I don't know about the gimmick, though, Cesaro. I don't know about these, what, because you wear like those pads. And he's like, I don't know about the gimmick. I don't know the character. I don't know who he's supposed to be, but this bastard can go and ring Cesaro.
Dude, he was really surprisingly really good at the podcast. Like,
yeah,
he was so good. Yep. So good. It bums me out that it's like basically it's dead.
Yeah. I don't think he had a good time. Like, I think he just got like tired of doing it, but like he was like, so like you guys said, like I like the green is goose shit. Like, it just make me laugh. Yep. Hearing him say this stuff. And I'm like,
and his like his interviews with wrestlers are like some of the best like wrestler interviews like you'll ever hear. Like, he has some really, yeah, awesome ones, like
the Kevin Steen one where he discovered, mm-hmm, Kevin Steen, and that's how I discovered, yeah, Kevin Steen. And yeah, that's how I then watched some YouTube clips of it.
The Nash one was really good too, when he had,
yeah, the Nash, all the guys, like the Scott Hall one's really good.
Yeah,
because like, they don't bullshit them. They don't like bullshit them.
Yeah, and Kevin Nash was actually one of the guys that, like, Steve Austin liked. He's like, I'm usually a loner. It's like, God damn, Steve. Oh, who the fuck? Is this Cyrus from fucking Trailer Park Boys? What
the fuck is this?
What is he doing?
Gun off safety. Always.
What is going on right now?
That's a what great question.
Oh, is he going to jolt him back to life?
Oh, my God. I think you're
right.
Oh,
yeah. He's just...
Is he going to put it on his nipples? Is that what we're doing here?
Oh, fuck me, Greg.
I feel like that guy just hissed at him.
Wow.
What the fuck is going on?
This is unspeakably stupid.
I told you, he's like Frankenstein. He's going to revive the monster.
Well, he needs somebody better to fucking revive him. Goddamn.
Oh, he's not human.
And then Walter just fucking kicks him. Ugh.
That's PCO's James Mitchell.
That's OCP. Yeah, you know me.
Uh-oh.
Oh, my God.
More like they're doing some PCP.
Boo, Matt. Boo.
Don't you boo me. I won't stand for it.
Bad joke.
You're a bad joke. Your face is a bad joke.
Yeah, my face is a bad joke. You're
right. Uh-oh. He's going all angled, taking off his...
He tried to take it off.
Yeah.
Nothing really. Yeah. He flapped out one tit.
he drops the sleeve.
That tit needed some air.
God, now it's like a chop fest. All right, guys.
Yeah. He did. He like made him... He went a little cum on him. Little Kim, he said. No, I didn't say Little Kim. Little Kim.
No, you
Little
definitely, Kim. I think I definitely heard Little Cum there. So
I heard Little Cum. I've heard Little Cum and Spellberg or Spielberg, whatever the fuck Logan said earlier.
Spellberg. Oh.
Spellberg.
Little Cum.
It was Steven's little brother Bill. Bill Spielberg.
That time Spielberg. You said Spielberg.
Yeah, you said, yeah, you didn't say it right the first time.
So I chose a name too close to Spielberg, so I said Bill Spielberg, but I meant Spielberg.
Oh, I know what you meant.
Spielberg.
Yeah, Spielberg. There you go.
I almost Spielberged my drink. This dude somehow looks older than PCO. And why is his mouth black? What the fuck was that?
Why does he have a giraffe tongue?
I have so many questions.
This is he drinking 10W30? Don't do that.
That guy is Jimmy Hart on heroin.
He does look like Jimmy Hart.
It's the dad black hair.
There's some cool spots in this, but it's not as good as I thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
It's the glasses and the jet black dyed hair, yeah. That's why he looks like Jimmy Hart.
I'm a little upset. Yeah, I thought this match would be better as well.
What's going on with that voice?
Wow. Yeah, what's going on over there? Are you possessed?
Man, it still has 8 minutes left. It could.
Holy Moses, it does. I apologize.
Yeah. Well, the video does. I don't know if the match actually goes full 8.
Schiff sounded like he put his monocle on there.
Yeah, he did.
I understand. More tantalizing.
Pardon me, do you have any grape poop on? While watching this here professional wrestling contest of the highest order.
I don't know. I just kind of want some blood or something. I don't know.
Gunther's not particularly a bleeder.
Doesn't mean PCO isn't.
True.
I'm not sure PCO has any blood left in him.
Yeah, he's a robot.
Right. Robot?
He has oil and fluids.
He's a robot.
Coolant.
You're asthmatic, you're like a robot. Guy.
He's like that guy on Tekken. Like Robot Man.
Yeah, Jack. I knew who you meant.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, PCO won the Ring of Honor World title in 2019-2020? No wonder that place went out of business.
Yeah, yeah. He sure did.
He beat, didn't he beat Roosh?
Roosh! I believe so. When I was looking up
PCO, man.
When I looked up Sean's born again Christian on his Wikipedia earlier, I learned that he was also ambidextrous.
Oh. I went to school with a ambidextrous.
Nope.
He writes with his
what do you
left
mean?
Hand.
No. You don't know
he
who
draws with his right, apparently.
You don't know who I didn't go to school with. There may have really been an ambidextrous. You don't know that.
Your face is an ambidextrous.
How close are you to Springfield, Massachusetts, Sousa?
Couple hours.
Springfield?
Like hour and a half, 2 hours probably.
Well, they're doing like some big thing with RVD, Sabu, Francine, Eric Bischoff, Hemi, Christy Hemi, Enzo, Elias. It's called the Wrestling Classic 4.
4? I haven't heard of 1, 2, or 3.
Yeah, me either.
Well, the Wrestling Classic was the WWF pay-per-view. Yeah.
Based on the lineup, they're looking to outsell WrestleMania.
I guess they're not going to auction off. I'm guessing they're not going to auction off a Rolls Royce at this Wrestling Classic. Maybe like a Dodge Stratus or something.
Yes.
A Toyota Camry from like Pontiac 2002. Sunfire. Yeah. a Geo Metro, perhaps. What was that other one that had the logo that looked like a jock strap? It was like Daewoo or something. You'd see those every now and then.
Sanjay Dutt reminded us on the last Highway to the Impact Zone of a Mazda Protege. So,
God.
What the fuck is that?
I don't know.
The new wrestler debuting in TNA, Mazda Protege.
Yeah. No, he's coming into
Dodge Neon. That's another one.
He's coming into Lucha Underground in season 2.
We can't afford the PT Cruiser, but we'll settle for the Chrysler LeBaron.
This match is still going, guys.
Remember that when we watch yours up next.
I was just expecting better from this one. I don't know.
No, I'm with you. I'm with you.
Yeah, it hasn't been bad, but
Jesus.
But like when I saw it, I was like, oh, these guys are going to beat the piss out of each other.
Yeah, I was definitely
it's been well plotting, not in a good like. Not always in a good Haas way. It's been just kind of plotting at certain points.
It's just there.
The match they have that Mania weekend is a lot better. It's just a chop fest for like 20 minutes.
Oof.
Damn. All right, that was a little rough.
PCO did, in fact, beat Roosh for the ROH world title.
Yeah.
He also lost it right back to Roosh. So.
Oh, God. See, that I don't remember.
He lost it in a 3-way, so I'm assuming he didn't get pinned.
Fucking Hulk Hogan PCO over here.
He lost it in a menage a trois. It's a final battle.
Go on, stay a while. Don't be in such a ruche.
That guy's in AEW, right?
He sure is. And he hadn't been on in God knows how long.
Jeez. Oh, that's a disgusting moonsault.
Oh, God.
You could almost have like a... Oh, and he got the win. Jeez.
Wow.
Mm.
So I believe that this is a Canadian promotion, so that makes sense that the Canadian man would win.
Boots time.
My God. What a psychopathic human being.
He knows the ICP. He's on psychopathic records? Is that what you're saying?
Oh, that is exactly what I'm saying.
Well, he's a big fan of Boondocks.
Saints?
Yes, the Saints.
Oh, when the Saints go marching in.
Is that what we've been resorted to?
Oh, when the Saints go marching in.
Is that what we're doing now? Oh, boy.
When the Saints go marching in.
Wow. I've opened our last match in anticipation. And right. I'm not sure if Sean or
yeah, we can go ahead and skip this because there's like 2 minutes left in this match, so we should probably move on.
Oh, yeah, they're not even doing anything. Okay.
All right, unfortunately, let's move to Schiff's match.
All right.
I mean, Sean didn't pick this one?
I mean...
So, you know, I talked about a stream three-way dance earlier, and I was like, okay, I want to see a Shane match.
Holy fuck, this is 20 minutes. You may continue. I do apologize.
You just may just go through 23 minutes.
Yeah, but that was that. This is this.
That was then, this is now, the sequel to The Outsiders. So I looked for a Shane Douglas match, and I typed in Shane Douglas versus, and like the match with Tully Blanchard came up, and I was like, I think it's longer than that minute. So I kept scrolling, and came across this match, which is from August 10th, 2007.
Oh,
and
fuck.
It is Tully Blanchard with Baby Doll and J.J. Dillon versus Dustin Rhodes and Tommy Young as the referee.
Holy fuck.
Tommy Young!
So, here we go. So, everyone hit play in 3, 2, 1. Looks like... And then we get, like, a High Spots wrestling thing, which... 1 year for Christmas, I asked my mom to get me that Ric Flair shoot documentary. It's 4 discs long, and he dips the whole fucking time. Which I still have. I watched it, like, a couple of times. Oh,
can you imagine sitting on Santa's lap, like, so, son, what do you want? It's like, I want the Ric Flair 4-disc shooter. And he's like, what a fucking mark.
I was in college at the time, getting no pussy, but that's beyond the point.
What they call him, the natural.
Yeah, so we got Dustin Rhodes, who... looks like he still has a drug problem. Doesn't help that he's sniffing his nose when he's coming into the ring.
Yeah.
Is this when he was Relic? No, not Relic. What was his name?
Black Rain.
Black Rain.
Yeah, he's Black Rain.
It's like in the ballroom of a Hilton Garden Inn or something.
I think
this is where they used to do the, like, they used to have, like, this, like, old, like, show at, in North Carolina. It was like, yeah, it's NWA Fan Fest. And... I mean, in a ballroom is where I saw Impact at Dallas in 2022. So
yeah, I'd say this is almost exactly like where we saw the.
I'll tell you, it blew my mind when I found out that Relic was in fact Johnny the Bull.
Yep.
Look at J.J. Dillon, looking old as fuck.
Oh my God, he looks like he has like a fake stomach on, like a.
Baby doll right Santa. Here.
Now this ring is... What's with the giant fucking ring?
I would say we're back to a massive ring.
Holy shit.
I can't believe they got Tully.
Tully looks like a professional golfer.
JJ just gave Baby Doll some flowers. Not a woman in sight in the crowd.
Well, yeah. I mean...
Tommy Young sucks as a referee, by the way. Like, you know how Logan hates referees? I hate Tommy Young in the same way. If we're watching Crock and Roll, which no longer exists, but you can find in the archives here on the PTB and Wrestling feed, he always tried to insert himself into matches. Holy shit, Dustin Rhodes looks better in 2024 than he does in 2007. Like, oh my God, can you say drug problem?
Ring announcer Max Kellerman, if he was placed in one of those medieval torture chamber stretchy things.
Oh my God. Max Keller.
The original host of Round the Horn.
Yeah.
Oh, was he really? I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
Yep.
You're thinking of Kel Maxerman.
He actually kind of looks like Jim Rome if he stretched him out.
He does. He's got a tinge of Tom Green in him, too, I think.
How does that guy keep coming up?
Because he's great. Or he was. I don't know if he was.
Yeah, we had emaciated Tom Green in Lucha Underground last night.
Look at him. He looks like Tom Green, kind of, and X-Pac. He looks like a lot of people, actually. This
X-Pac! Bam, bam, bam!
What was that? Was that the grenade siren?
Look, I refrained earlier. With Matt said the thing about the LeBaron, because that's a scene in Freddy Got Fingered. Do you have two LeBarons, Freddy? I don't see two LeBarons. That's my LeBaron.
Was the LeBaron a slutmobile, or?
God, Dustin looks like so much shit. I hate these long pants on him. Like, you know it's bad when Tully Blanchard.
Oh, Jesus, Tully, put the shirt and pants back on.
Tully Blanchard looks better than him.
Fucking Christ, he looks like a skinless, furless chicken. Furless chicken? Featherless chicken.
Furless chicken?
A shaved chicken.
He looks like a furless chicken.
A defeathered chicken.
That's the right way to say what I was thinking.
Yeah. Nope.
Speaking of defeathered, did any of you watch the latest Dark Side of the Rings? Did you watch the Buff Bagwell one?
No.
Where they have Slick talking about Judy Bagwell shaving Buff's balls.
Oh, God.
What?
He says the story about it. He's like, man, I walked in the bathroom and there's Buff on all fours and Judy's behind him. He's got his ball sack tucked up and she's shaving behind the neck.
That's going to be a crime in at least like 25 states.
He's like, she's gonna help her boy any way she can.
Jesus Christ.
Y'all didn't know he shaved his yam bags?
No.
You didn't know that?
I'm sorry if me not knowing how Buff Bagwell's balls look like is not really the height of my wrestling trivia.
And then his mother does it.
That's a well-known story.
Oh, well, fuck us, I guess. Shit.
I know he shot his dad. He talked about that on either the JR, I think the Jim Ross podcast.
Yeah, they talk about it on that. They have his dad on the Dark Side of the Ring, too. Like his dad.
More like Buff Gatwell.
Nope.
Schiff's just
not having any of that.
He wasn't having any of that.
He's not having any of my bullshit.
You're usually so good, Sousa. You're letting me down.
Oh, fuck me then. Guess I'll go fuck myself.
The rude McClanahan thing took me out earlier. It was like you peaked too soon. Dustin's got those red sting gloves on. Like, what the fuck are we doing?
Story of my life.
The story of my life.
Oh, God. Tommy Young needs a fucking cane to get up.
Tommy Young!
Isn't this a bull... Oh, I thought this was a bull rope match for some reason.
Good Lord. His shoes are gigantic.
They call him the natural.
And if Hogan didn't come in, Dustin's 100% WCW champ in like 94, right? 95.
1,000,000%.
Yeah. Like it's a decent what if. Because like him and Austin could have led WCW, but you know, would they be as high as they were? Probably not, definitely not. So
no, instead they decided to main event Starrcade with Hogan and the Butcher.
Yep, that was a choice.
So yeah, he's back in TNA at this point. He's Black Rain at this point.
Oh my, they can't all be winners. Is that when this he was carrying like a box TNA with a spider in it?
What?
Wasn't he carrying like a spider in a box?
That was a rat.
That was Rowan in like 2017 WWE.
No, but he also did the same thing, didn't he?
He had a rat.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like the kid from Home Alone 3.
Did he call it Terry? That's a Terry Reynolds joke. Fuck y'all for not acknowledging it.
Nope.
I was confused. Nope.
Jake hasn't gotten to that point in TNA yet. He doesn't know about it.
Walked right into that one.
And also, we were just talking about Hogan, so I don't know if that was like a Hogan reference or...
Oh, that would have worked too. But y'all are in 2003, right?
I feel like you also gave us like 1.3 seconds.
2003.
We're about to be in 2007.
We've never been in 2003.
I get the TNA pods confused. There's too many of them.
All two of them.
I know.
One of them may be making a return not too long from now.
God, this sucks.
No, this is great chain wrestling. What are you talking about?
Is it?
This is like a 4-star match.
Is it?
His name is Black Rain. Black Rain.
4 stars in this ballroom that...
I mean, it's the best match this ballroom has ever seen.
A ballroom that not 3 hours before hosted a baseball card show.
Hey. I'm not best friends at a baseball card show.
Matt can't. You can't. Shift is nothing. It's like, hey, you asshole. What you got against baseball?
I must have done something to piss Shift off.
I'm just fucking with you.
Oh, my goodness.
All right, I'm trying to see what. Okay, here was also at this show.
Shift says he's like, how dare you? He's like, the baseball card community is very close to the positive.
Yeah. I was just wanting to fuck with Susan.
We bonded over the Billy Fuckface Ripken card. How dare you?
All right, here is the card. Obviously, they were working
The baseball card?
Yes, the baseball card. Oh, fuck. I got to hunt one of these matches down. All right, it's. I'll get to it and see if you guys can figure out which one of those. Wow. They're definitely working with TNA. First match is Christy Hemming.
Defeated. Boy, everybody's fucking up pronunciations. Left
defeated Tracy Brooks. That sucks for you. A singles match, Brad Thomas defeated Chris Escobar. A tag team match, Team Macaton, which is Kirby Mac and TJ Mac. They should have been returning the Mac. M-A-C-K-T-I-O-N. Oh, I don't know. Okay. Defeated George South and George South Jr. Is the match I want to find. This is the match I want to find. The Mulkey Brothers defeated George South and George South Jr.
God almighty.
The Barbarian defeated Timber the Lumberjack.
Those are just like, the Mulkeys are like something that like this is 2007.
Yeah.
They just don't seem like they should exist in the new millennium. Like, no, they should. It feels like the clock, like Y2K hit and they just turn into dust. Like, they should not exist in this century.
Like everybody thought the computers were going to turn to dust. Like, the Mulkeys should have.
So, it doesn't
compute with the timeline.
Steve Williams defeated Butch Reed. Then
I'm assuming that's Louisville's Steve Williams, of course.
I mean, wasn't the other Steve Williams dead at this time? So probably. Then Samoa Joe defeated AJ Styles and Christian Cage. Then the Midnight Express, Eaton and Stan Lane defeated the Rock and Roll Express. This is fucking 2007, guys.
Jesus.
And the main event was Dustin Rhodes, I can't, and Tully Blanchard.
This is the main event? Oh, my
God. Yeah. Over Samoa Joe, AJ Styles, and Christian Cage.
Fuck. Well, Tully finally got his main event spot after all those years, so.
I want to know who Chris Escobar is, if it's the,
It's Alcides,
brother.
It's Alcides Escobar's brother.
That was a baseball joke.
That was.
Yes, it was.
There's a callback to the baseball card talk earlier. You said.
Nope.
I'm going to talk Fausto Carmona. I can do that for you.
I'm just fucking with you,
Fausto Carmona.
You know I love you. I'm looking up Timber the Lumberjack.
Timber the Lumberjack.
I think that's Grizzly Redwood's other name.
Is it?
I'm just kidding.
Oh.
It said his alter ego is Timber.
I'm going down.
I was going to say.
I'm yelling Timber!
That should have been his theme song.
JJ looks like Bob Knight.
He kind of does with the
red. He's going to start throwing chairs. If he started throwing chairs, it'd be the most interesting thing about this match.
Dustin totally tapped. I don't know why.
Steve Williams died 2 years later, so it was him.
Tommy Young couldn't see.
Remember when we watched that Tully Blanchard Buddy Landell match from the racetrack?
That was awesome.
That was better than this.
Songs with Friends.
That was a literal mud show match. They were like
someone spinning Brody's in the background.
I can't believe Dustin Rhodes fucking made a bit of this.
Lord have mercy, this sucks. I like the rug underneath all the ring mats. It's a nice touch. The child's pizza place rug under really adds to the ambiance.
That doesn't sound like he stubbed his toe. He's doing like I just stubbed my toe walk.
He's doing the Peter. He's doing the Peter Griffin just banged his knee. Cell.
Does he still have the Tourette's at this point? He probably went ah.
penis.
That was actually really good.
Maybe Schiff's been electrocuted too.
That would explain a lot.
Fuck. Oh,
that was so unnecessarily savage.
I mean, am I wrong?
Wow.
He's came with us the past couple of days for no reason.
Holy shit. Just bodying Schiff out of nowhere.
I learned from my best friend Eric how to body someone.
Just to casually body someone. How much longer we got on this? Oh, fuck.
17 minutes. So,
someone 40, in the comments said, baby doll is still fine as fuck.
Helps our kids burn
it. Beat me to it.
I disagree. I think she looks like a haggard hag.
Wow, a haggard hag, not just a hag.
Well, she's a hag, and she's also haggard.
Merle Haggard.
Yeah, we saw her at that SummerSlam shit what Conrad did.
You know who Tully looks like? Tully looks like, oh god, am I getting the same right? I used to coach the Nuggets, George Karl.
Oh my god.
You're right.
George Karl versus Dustin Rhodes.
Holy shit. I think you just ruined Tully Blanchard for me.
Or made Tully Blanchard for me.
Velvet Sky's in the crowd, I just saw her.
Well, she's Talia Madison. She was the referee for that match.
I'm just Christy Hemming. She's watching this.
Right, Christy Hemming versus the other person.
Christy Hemming and Hahn.
Christy Yemen.
What about Christy Hyman?
Oh, boy. That's
I'd like to see that. Take it.
You don't take it. You don't take that duck.
Dustpan Rhodes. Log Jim Crosland.
What was that?
I think he had something in his fist, a roll of quarters or something.
Oh, it finished straight out at 1978.
What is
holy
this?
Dustin's got a pretty savage wedgie rolling here.
Yeah.
Yeah, if I was a wrestler, I would like pull that out and be like, I'm sorry. You guys just are going to see me fix my balls.
God, look at Tully's mane of chest hair.
Oh, yeah.
It's a Snow White chest hair.
God.
I'm yelling timber.
They make razors for that, you know.
Oh, Jesus, where's I Sean? We got baby doll with no shoes on. Oh, here we go. I'm getting some Tommy Young bullshit.
Take your time, JJ. We got nowhere to go. Jesus Christ.
Well, we're about to see if she's wearing granny panties or not, the way she's flipping and flopping around.
Oh, my goodness. Jesus.
JJ was here for the baseball
wait, what are we
show.
Doing?
JJ took the pin. Tully did not want to fucking put... I've never put a Rhodes over in my life. It's not going to start now.
Jesus Christ.
Especially his fucking pussy ass son.
What the hell is going on?
Tessa Lynch said something racist.
Fantastic question. Oh, I hope someone Gypsy Joe's Tully Blanchard here.
Yes. It's going down. I'm yelling timber.
You made her move. You made her dance.
Jake, I think you have your outro music for this episode.
That's how it starts.
Oh, boy.
That was a real ECW ending with someone else taking the fucking pin.
This.
JJ with his gut out. He
when
won't
I
be
think,
invited back
I
to the baseball card.
When I think ECW, I think a match with a roll of quarters, a Rose member, and
Well, Rose.
They even booked JJ. Axel? He was at the baseball card show, and they were just like, "Hey, right. Let's stick around."
Right.
That was the best. JJ can't get back up.
He's like a turtle on his back. He can't roll over.
We call him Franklin.
Oh.
Tommy Young looks like he's a man. Tommy Young looks like a man who has a closet full of sweater vests.
Tully's grabbing the quarters to pay the meter.
He's going to use all that money to buy some sort of baseball card at the convention tomorrow.
I'm going to get these Shohei Ohtani rookie card.
He's got his eye on a Byung-Hyun Kim rookie card.
Brandon Phillips?
And Ugith Urbina. Well, we don't can't talk about him.
Didn't he like slice and dice someone in his like?
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, with a machete.
Yeah.
Hey, Brandon Phillips is banging Jade Cargill.
Yes, sir. That's still, why I he's said still it. Winning.
Really?
Yeah. They have kids together.
Wow.
They own like a minor league baseball team and shit. JJ just took a bump randomly.
He slipped on the quarters, Jake. Come on. It's right there.
Oh my God.
And the condom wrappers that are in the ring. What the fuck was that?
My video just like quit, so I closed it out. I didn't know it was still going.
Just, like, my video just quit.
It really did. So I have no idea what's going on right now.
Listen, I'm watching it and I don't know what's going on. So.
Yeah, I really don't know either. So
JJ slipped.
Purple
Baby doll doesn't have shoes on.
Purple.
AKA Sean's wet dream.
She's in the ring now with a bunch of condoms. I thought she's not Missy Hyatt, is she?
Not to my
knowledge.
That's
right. That's right.
She's in fact baby doll. It says
that's
so,
a right? Gangbang joke.
That's the other haggard white woman from
Merle Haggard.
Tully the other Merle
Tully
Haggard.
Wouldn't do the JOB.
I can't believe Tully wouldn't do the fucking JOB. Insane.
2007. The fuck out of here.
I bet Baby Doll did the JOB to somebody. Hey. One of these guys after the show.
She went down for a longer count of three.
My goodness gracious.
They figured out how long she could
have
hold
some.
Her
have some decorum, for goodness sake. You're being very
uncouth. God damn it.
That's why you're so mad. I keep stealing all your damn jokes.
Stealing my thunder.
Shift didn't even say uncouth. He just said couth.
He just said couth, which is wrong, in fact.
I said uncouth.
I'm pretty sure you said couth.
Shut up, logjam.
Wow. There's been a lot of mispronunciation.
Land.
Logjam Quasland. Okay. That brings us to another end of YouTube Roulette. Will we be here next month? Tune in and find out.
Probably not.
So this brings us.
We will be.
We will be. So, guys, got any plugs? Don't worry, I got it.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Logjam Quasland. He is the backbone of the feed. You'll hear him on Highway to the Impact Zone, which is like every other Thursday. He's joined by Jacob Williams and Matt Souza. Jacob's the full-time, I guess, dude, you got to have your grad degree now in TNA. Souza's on every other show. Souza, he's on Extreme Three-Way Dance on the No-So feed every other Thursday. Logan is on also talking Jenny Position documentaries. I wanted to say talking pop, but I knew that I was wrong. On the Talking Docs, which drops once a month on Wednesdays, they're doing the serial killer chapter right now. A very good episode on Ted Bundy.
Nope, Jeffrey Dahmer.
Jeffrey Dahmer. I listened to the podcast and really enjoyed it.
I can tell.
Obviously.
I just thought of the wrong serial killer that was in the round in the 70s.
Confused the two, yeah.
God damn it. Okay, Logan is on Rap, which is Jake's podcast every other Tuesday on Ruthless Aggressive Pod. They're on their March to SummerSlam 2003. Will we get Elimination Chamber? Tune in and find out. Somehow Kevin Nash returns. I think he gets a shitty haircut during that time as well for the Punisher. Did I hit all the pods?
No.
I think you're good.
But you're okay.
No, I want to hear more of this.
You plugged them during the show. You did a good job during
the show. Yeah, so you did plug. Sure.
You integrated it. Nice synergy.
Yes.
I check out Talking James' mission document.
But yes, thanks for joining us. Hope to see you back next month while we explore the depths of YouTube. Viciously, what's going down? I'm yelling timber. You better move. You better dance. Let's make a night. You won't remember.